Hey, good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice. I tell you what, we're almost at the end of 2018. Where has it gone? One of the hottest tickets in town this year was the UK's Strongest Man. And to tell us all about it and to build the anticipation for 2019, we're very lucky once again to be joined on the line by five-time UK's Strongest Man, Glenn the Daddy Ross. Welcome back to Verum Sports. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing,
right? Hey, do you know, I'm doing really well. For the first time, I'm actually feeling festive and merry. So, yeah, a bit premature, but Glenn, let me just say this to you first off. Merry Christmas to you.
You too.
Well, goodness me, I'll tell you what, it was the hottest ticket in town last year, wasn't it, as I said in the preamble. Just tell us a little bit about the... I know we're teasing it a little because tickets go on sale and it's on TV November the 30th. So if you weren't there, you know, watch it. But just tell us a bit about the overall ambience, the atmosphere, the technique and the roars of 2018 UK Strongman.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. It was just fantastic. There were 10,000 fans... attended the venue. It was just really, really breathtaking. The atmosphere was electric, you know. And we really gathered, you know, it was ironic that we took the event from Belfast and an Irish champion won it in St Albans. So it had a bit of a double whammy, you know.
Well, one of your countrymen almost following in your giant footsteps there. Fabulous stuff. But my goodness me, what a test of human endeavour, really. You know, 16 events, so diverse from kind of, you know, the raw power to kind of explosion. And you need that kind of cardiovascular quality to it. Glenn, my mind is blown. Just give us an idea. What kind of training is required to be UK's Strongest Man?
Well, it's an everyday thing, really. It's 7 days a week, really, that you train. You know, even though you've got your off day training, your off day would still contain maybe swimming pool or massage or, you know, or brisk walking. A lot of walking and stretching would have been done even on the off days, but. You know, you're just a constant eating machine, really. You know, it's not how many fridges you got in your house. You know, it's not what's in your fridge, how many fridges you got in your house. You know, it's 10,000 calories most of the guys eat. And,
yeah.
You know, it's maybe a kilo of meat. And it's just a constant eating, like you say, eating training machine you become, you know.
And like I say, it really is phenomenal. Talk to me a little bit about when you're going to go in through the events. The heart rate must go off the charts in some of these.
Yeah, well, you know, the guys are fit as well. You know, we do a lot of training, sprint training with the equipment. You know, I mean, it's heavy moving events, you know, so it's strong legs and fast feet. So the guys would be really working on their cardio with heavy equipment. So the heart would be well trained to lift such enduring events. Even though your heart would be racing, it would come back down quite quickly, you know?
Yeah, do you know what? It's interesting. I was just kind of going back over our last chat. And just on that very theme, almost to illustrate that point, we were talking Phil Roberts was effortlessly kind of bunny hopping over hurdles, you know, just as you do, Glenn. You know what I mean?
Well, it's pretty good. Like, I mean, some of the guys are quite explosive. They do some jump training as well, you know, to help their explosive power with their legs and stuff. And, you know, at 22, 23, some of them even 25, 26 stone, you know, they can be quite good. You know, even at my peak there, at 28 stone, I used to be able to jump and do a full 360 with my body, you know. So, I mean... explosive power is the key because a lot of us do a lot of Olympic lifting background to our training, you know. So we're not just strong, we're fast.
Do you know what? You need that. And you need to be an all-rounder, don't you, if you want to be a champion. You can't just be, a kind of a raw lifter. Although, like you say, many come from that background and pedigree. You need to combine that with that explosivity if you really want to be a true contender at this amazing sport these days.
Yeah, you do. And... it's, like I said, it's an ever-growing sport, and you know, we've got qualifications happening all over the country every year on year, and it's just bigger and bigger and bigger, and the guys get stronger and stronger and stronger, and I have to keep coming up with new events to challenge the guys and to entertain the spectators.
Do you know, I'm really glad you brought that up because, Glenn, you know, as a champion, that as amazing as it was, again, like I say, sold out in no time at all, and I'm sure it will do so again. You know, it's all about progress, moving on, evolution. What have we got to look forward to? What are we, just tease us a little bit for how it's going to be, I'm sure, even bigger and better 2019.
Well, I'm the dad, as you know, and Daddy Christmas comes early. We're bringing it back to St. Albans, and you're in for a real treat. I mean, there's going to be 15 of the strongest disciplines you've ever seen. I mean, obviously the Stones will be back, but I have three brand new tests of strength each day. And then obviously, I mean, I've got the Daddy Daycare camp, I call it, my yard with all the equipment. I mean, there's nearly 80, 90 different disciplines. So, you know, the whole variation of new stuff, but I'm designing three brand new events that's never been seen in Strongman, which will be at the show.
Do you know what? Goodness me, that's going to be worth the price of admission alone. We're going to say brand new here in St. Albans 2019. Cannot wait. Glenn, again, five-time UK Strongest Man. I want to just take us back in time, if you would, to maybe when you were at the peak of your powers. Let's go to 2005. Tell us a little about your experience at the Arnold Strongman there. I know you literally shocked a lot of people with your efforts in the Apollon's Axe. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Arnold is obviously, you know, it's a very static show. It's pure power. A lot of the guys have actually put on weight for that event because, you know, a little bit more weight actually protects the body than the lifts. So, you know, when you arrive at the Arnold's, because it isn't a very fast-moving show, it's all power events, you know, you're at your strongest probably statically you'll ever be, you know, and you know, after the 2005 event, you know, walking away, you know, bar one event that messed me up from winning the title, you know, people all said I was statically the strongest on earth at that point. It was, you know, it was a great feeling, but, I did feel in my heart at that time, you know, when I was on that stage that weekend, you know, I did feel I was the strongest on earth, you know.
That must feel like something that us mere mortals can't even really relate to, Glenn. Goodness me. A quick question, just generally. We've spoken about the explosivity, the power reference just there. But I'm really fascinated to get your take as a consistent champion. When you get to that elite level, where obviously to get through the qualification processes, you're dead strong. How much does it come down to the mind and who wants it more?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. I think everybody, you know, everybody has it within them, you know. But then again, there are people that are just born with talent, you know. I mean, there's George Best of the world, you know. You've got your Rory McIlroys, you know, just natural sportsmen of what they do. But, you know, and strongman sometimes, you know, some people are born strong, but then you get people that just work hard, and your Pudzianowski would have been that.
Yes.
You know, he's five times world's strongest man. He come from a kickboxing background and was just determined to prove to people that he could excel at another sport, and that's what he did. Whereas Alexis Cedrinus was just naturally strong.
Yeah, yeah.
And was always born to be the strongest on earth, you know. I mean, they call him the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and there's no question, you know, with the titles that he's won, it's been wonderful. But, you know, to even beat him a couple of times in competition, which I did do, you know, was wonderful. But, you know, I mean, his record states and that world records that he's achieved are just beyond anybody else.
You do get that sense sometimes when you're in the presence of these kind of guys, whether it's a strong man, as you say, a golf, you know, just literally every walk of life. When you're with the kind of elite of the elite, there's a quality, an intangible quality, isn't there? And it's just, you know, I don't know if that's God-given, if it's just one of those genetic things, but it's really fascinating to me. But what is basically going to be amazing is St. Albans gets to witness some of the elite UK strongman coming back in 2019. It's going to be a real treat, Glenn. How can we learn more about it?
And like I say, we've got some of the returning superstars again, and the wonderful thing about the UK strongest man, there's qualifications at grassroots that lead to the show, and this year we also do a junior section. The junior winner of the UK's gets a wild card place to the UK final. And Rob Spence was up this year and he ended up finishing fourth. So, you know, our academy is there for the sport. We're working hard on grassroots levels to create the new world superstars.
Watch this space. That's a name to remember. Again, I'm super excited. I think we're very, very lucky to have it on our patch, Glenn. And I really sincerely appreciate the efforts that you've done to bring it to the UK generally. And of course, here in St. Albans. Once again, where can we get involved before that or around about that November 30th date to make sure we get in quick? Because they went like hotcakes last year, the tickets.
Yeah. Fastest selling tickets in Strongman. Happened, you know, I mean, we sold over 1,000 tickets in 1 hour. So this is something you need to really get on the phone and on your mobile and get their tickets booked, you know, get them booked straight away because they will go like hotcakes. And I just want to personally thank everybody in St. Albans for attending the show, and I wish you all a very, very happy Christmas and an even stronger 2019.
Glenn, you are a top, top man. You are the daddy indeed. Have a Merry Christmas yourself. And again, thank you very much indeed for bringing this stellar event to St. Albans. Thanks again.